Welcome. Today is the 16th day of Advent. Our devotional is based on Psalm 145 and is written by the Reverend Joan S. Hoag and Dr. W. Allen Hoag. God is good. God is great. How many times did you pray that prayer as a child? Did you ever ponder what it means to say that God is both good and great? Or, like most of us, did you just repeat it as part of table grace, never really thinking about what the words meant? These simple six words in a childhood prayer tell us a great deal about the nature of the God who came to dwell among us as Jesus of Nazareth. The writer of Psalm 145 paints a picture of both the greatness and goodness of God. God has done mighty acts and awesome works. God's mighty deeds are known to all people. But for some of us, the image of a mighty and powerful God instills fear, fear of a vengeful and judging God. The psalmist, however, sees a God whose greatness and goodness are completely intertwined. This God is gracious and merciful, slow to anger, and abounding in love. God is good to all God's creation, and his compassion is over all he has made. This powerful God who created the universe manifests that power in gracious and compassionate love toward that creation. The psalmist reminds us that God gives us our food, satisfies our desires, and is just in all his ways. God is near to all who call on him. God is great, and God is good. God's very nature is love. In that knowledge, we can have no greater joy. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. Let us pray. Holy God, like the psalmist, we too praise your name for your greatness, goodness, and mercy to each one of us. We give you thanks for your abundant blessings, which come to us each day. Your mercy is there to greet us and to guide our steps throughout the day. Most of all, we thank you for your great love given to each one of us in Jesus Christ. Amen.